I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, this is the 3DFFL, the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League, and we are going to recap Week 11. We are going to recap all things happening in the 3DFFL. All things happening in the league for week 11. And there was a lot of exciting action. There was a lot of exciting things that happened, at least on my end, because all I know is that I won both my matchups and that makes me the GOAT. I'm just kidding. But let's talk about it. We officially have passed week 10. We're going to talk about the playoff bracket today. We're going to start talking about, you know, who is in the playoffs, who's being bounced in and out of the playoff, who has clinched the playoffs. And you know, we'll get to all of those things. But until then, and for now, what we're going to do is we're going to start with week 11. We have week 12, 13, and 14. And then the playoffs starts, guys. Week 15, week 16, week 17. So I hope everybody's ready. I hope everybody is about whipped up into mid-season, late-season form, because we are about to get into the grueling part of the schedule. This is where you better be in tip-top shape. This is where you better be on your A game, and this is where you better be sure about the plays and the picks that you are making. So, that being said, guys, week 11, we had the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast taking on the Chosen One, and we won that game 131.2 to 101.06. We had Jalen Hurts, 19 points, Derrick Henry, 5.4, Najee Harris, 4.6, C.D. Lamb, 16.5. Mike Evans, 15.3. George Kittle with 23. Odell Beckham Jr. giving me a 4-catch, 116-yard game for 15.6. Dallas's defense with the big 23-point game. And Brandon Aubrey with 9 points. The Chosen One had Lamar Jackson with 24. Javonte Williams with 7.3. Devin McCain with 1.5, A.J. Brown 1.8, Keenan Allen 27.6, Dalton Kincaid 10.6, Terry McLaurin 9.3, Cleveland's defense 8 points, and Justin Tucker with 11. Who Wants to Smoke and that team had the second matchup. Who Wants to Smoke taking the victory 117.2 to 107.8. Who Wants to Smoke had Kyler Murray with 21.6, Saquon Barkley with 30 points, Alexander Mattison with 7, Devonta Smith with 15.9, Cortland Sutton with 16.6, Evan Ingram with 7, Tyler Boyd with 5.2, Washington's defense with 11, and Jake Elliott with 3 points. That team had Dak Prescott with 16, Austin Eckler with 7, Jerome Ford with 11.9, DK Metcalf with 20.4, Tank Dell with 28.9, 8 catches, 149 yards and a touchdown, Cole Kmet with 5 points, Jalen Waddle with 9.5, and Baltimore's defense and Nick Folk with a combined 9 points. Matchup number 3, we had Showtime Mary Williams taking on Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. We had Joe Burrow with 8.74 for Showtime Mary Williams. Josh Jacobs, 6.1. DeAndre Swift, 19.7. Jamar Chase, 9.2, as well as Deebo Samuel. Cade Otton with 8.9. Aaron Jones with 2.7. Detroit's defense with 6 points. And Jason Myers with 14 points. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand had 16.8 for Pat Mahomes, 18 points for Breece Hall, Rashad White with 17.8, Cooper Kupp with 2.1, Garrett Wilson with 0.9, Dalton Schultz with 11.2, Isaiah Pacheco with 10.1, Buffalo's defense with 21, and Jason Sanders with 10 points. Matchup number 4, guys, we got Team Gucci and we got Godfather 100. Team Gucci, we have 119.12, and Godfather 100, we had 153.7. Godfather 100 had Justin Herbert with 25.7, Joe Mixon with 21, Brian Robinson Jr. with another big game, 20 points, Tyreek Hill with 30.6, Devontae Adams with 21.2, Sam Laporte with 6.8, James Conner with 8.3, San Francisco's defense with 11, and Jake Moody with 9 points. Team Gucci had 119.12, Brock Purdy with 26.7, Tony Pollard 18, Travis Etienne with 8.9, Christian Kirk 7.8, Zay Flowers 8 points, Mark Andrews 4.3, Travis Kelce 15.4, Miami's defense with 13, and Tyler Bass with 17. So shout out to Team Gucci for still sticking to the double tight end system and running the Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce duo pairing throughout the almost what is probably the entire year. But shout out to you, because that takes, as we know, a lot of courage, a lot of bravery to play two tight ends in one matchup. All right, the final matchup that we have, we got Lions fan Team No Smoke, 123.6, becoming the first team to clinch the playoffs at 8-3. We got Lions fan Team No Smoke, 123.6, taking down Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 120.9. We have Josh Allen for Lions fan Team No Smoke, 22.5. Christian McCaffrey, 21.3. Kenneth Walker III, 2.6. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 21.7. Adam Thielen, 15.4. TJ Hawkinson, 9.5. Brandon Ayuk with 26.6. New York Jets defense with 1 point, and Riley Patterson with 3 points. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had 120.9. He had Tua Tagovailoa with 17.6. Jahmyr Gibbs with 21.5. Jaylen Warren with 23.5. Stephon Diggs with 6.7. DJ Moore with 22.6. Logan Thomas for 8.8. Jake Ferguson 6.2. Okay, Rub-A-Dub Chubb also running the two tight end system. I like that. That's a matchup of two lineups that have been running the two tight end system for a good amount of their year. And shout out to the tight ends, guys, for actually being viable options for the flex or OP, because they're actually doing well. Pittsburgh's defense had 8 points, and Harrison Butker had 6 points to end out the roster for Rub-A-Dub Chubb. Stephon Diggs had 6.7, while Calvin Ridley had 31 points on the bench. DeAndre Hopkins had 15.9 on the bench. And Jackson, man, what a tough game to lose for Rub-A-Dub Chubb. I talked to him recently. He said that he might be out of playoff contention after that loss. I hope not. I hope you can still make it in there. You know, shout out to you. If not, hey, man, you know, I'll take Jake Ferguson off your roster, you know, for that little playoff push I'm trying to make. So hit me up. Let's talk about it. Let's try to make a trade. Maybe I can save your season with some depth pieces and, you know, you can give me your tight end or something. We'll figure something out. Guys, let's talk about week 12. We're going to talk about, I got Rub-A-Dub Chubb next week. So who knows if we're even going to be able to get a trade and make it happen. Next week, we got Rub-A-Dub Chubb versus the Signs and Sports podcast. We got Nate Peterman's hot dog stand versus Who Wants to Smoke. We got The Chosen One versus Team Gucci. We got That Team versus Godfather 100. And we got Lions fan Team No Smoke taking on Showtime Mary Williams. So those are the matchups, guys, for next week. The next thing we're going to talk about is the standings in the league right now. In zone 3, we got Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 7-4. We got Godfather 100, 6-5. Tied with The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 6-5. Number 4, we got Team Gucci at 5-6. And at number 5, we got that team, Kenny Johnson, 4-7. In Zone D, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke, 8-3 with the best record in the league, clinching the playoffs this week. We got the Signs and Sports Podcast at 6-5. We got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, 5-6. We got Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 4-7, tied with Showtime Mary Williams for fourth place in Zone D. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, before we get to the playoff bracket, we're going to talk about the final standings projections. We got the fantasy trends presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Who Wants to Smoke trending up 5 spots. We got Team Gucci trending up 3. And we got Rub-A-Dub Chubb trending up 2. Trending down, we have Showtime Mary Williams trending down 5 spots. So we're going to talk about next the final standing projection, draft day versus current projections. Godfather 100, draft day expected to finish number 1, now sits at 3. Lions fan Team No Smoke, draft day expected to finish number 2, he now sits at 1. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, draft day expected to finish number 3, currently sits at 7. Signs and Sports Podcast, draft day and current are both 4th place right now. Showtime Mary Williams, draft day expected to finish number 5, currently sits at 10. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, draft day expected to finish 6, and he currently sits at 5. Who Wants to Smoke, draft day 7, currently sits at 2. That Team Kenny Johnson, draft day sits at 8, currently sits at 9. Team Gucci, draft day expected to finish number 9, currently sits at number 6. And Rub-A-Dub Chubb, draft day expected to finish number 10 and currently sits at number 8. So that's the final standings projections for the 3DFFL season number 2. The final thing, guys, that we're going to cover is we're going to cover the playoff bracket. As I told you guys, once we got past week 10, we were going to announce the playoff bracket. We were going to announce the format, and we were going to start covering for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks the playoff bracket. So, that being said, the projected winner's bracket at this point, we got the number 1 seed Lions fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer, 8-3. We got the number 2 seed Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 7-4. And both of those teams have a bye in week 1 in the wild card weekend. And the two wild card matchups are going to be currently Godfather 100, Darryl Brown Jr., 6-5 in the number 3 spot, taking on Team Gucci. And Team Gucci is 5-6 and currently sits in the 6th seed, the final team to get into the playoffs. The second wildcard weekend matchup, you got the number 4 and the number 5 seed. The number 4 seed, the Signs and Sports Podcast, 6-5. And you got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 6-5, both going up against each other. As we know, guys, things are going to fluctuate for the next 3-4 weeks because people are going to win, people are going to lose, teams are going to fall, teams are going to rise. A lot of things can happen, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the rest of the year plays out. Guys, we are in week 11. Can you believe that? This is season 2 of the 3DFFL. We got $1,000 on the line for whoever takes the championship. You know what I'm saying? In the league, we got another ring on the line. It's starting to get crazy, okay? It's starting to get, the hype is starting to get real. The anticipation is starting to build. You know what I'm saying? You can feel the adrenaline even talking about it. I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. I know it's been a little low energy today. I am absolutely exhausted. I'm absolutely beat from the amount of work that I have put in 2023, guys. Go check out dayonevibes.com if y'all want to see all the things that we've been up to. It's been crazy. You know what I'm saying? We hit 200,000. We hit 200,000 streams in 1 year on Spotify under the DIG brand. The Realest Underground Entertainment, we got 5 videos out just in the past 6 months. We got more videos to come. You know what I'm saying? We got two brand new songs dropping next weekend. You know, so I am exhausted. You know what I'm saying? And we still got 8 weeks of the podcast left. But become unstoppable and nobody will ever stop you. So that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to become unstoppable. Doesn't matter if I'm tired. Doesn't matter if I'd rather be taking a nap, watching Gordon Ramsay tear people up on Kitchen Nightmare. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm behind the mic. I'm doing what I do. I am a professional at the end of the day. You know, we are also nearing 100 podcast episodes. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? 100 podcast episodes. I clearly and vividly remember 2 years ago sitting in this same spot, not in the same spot, but behind the same screen, you know, in a different spot in my room positioned, but nonetheless, sitting there saying, guys, we are about to hit 10 episodes. And that was a milestone. We're about to hit 15, 20 episodes. That was a milestone. Now here we are at 82 episodes, 83, 4, 5, 6 episodes, and we're eyeing down 100. We will start the countdown to 100, to the 100th episode, guys. I don't know if it's going to be a interview episode. I don't know if it's going to be a sports entertainment episode. I don't know if it's going to be a 3DFFL episode. Or I don't know if it's going to be a Mia Made It episode. All I know is whenever the 100th episode of the podcast presents itself, we are going to do something extravagant. I know I say that a lot, but we will do something extraordinary for the 100th episode. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, thank you for continuing to follow us. Thank you for continuing to tune in. We talked about the playoff bracket. I'm not going to talk about the losers bracket. The only thing that I am going to say are 6 people are getting into the playoffs, because we are having wild card weekend where we have the top 2 teams who have a bye, and then we have 2 wild card games, and then the following week is where it really happens. You know what I'm saying? So that's the playoff bracket. That's the final standings projections. That's the standings. That's the matchups for next week. And that is a recap of week 11, guys. Go check out DIG on Spotify. Go check out TRUE. That is the Realest Underground Entertainment on Spotify. Check out True JB, True Rilo, Tone G, and also our producer who also makes music, our extraordinaire, Chach with the Heat. And if you want to read some local Falfurrias, Texas news, guys, whether that's sports, entertainment, or politics, you guys can find that on www.dayonevibes.com. Go check that out. Go follow along. And, you know, you can peep all things True, all things Falfurrias, Texas, and all things everything, you know. So thank you for tuning in to the 3DFFL Week 11 recap. Guys, we are going to go into a break, and when we come out of this, we will cover the league recap, that is DIG's personal family and friends fantasy football league. As everybody knows, if you want to go and join us there, we will be there. If you don't, that is also perfectly fine. We will catch you on the next episode, and we will catch you on the other side.
The story of Thanksgiving. Well, basically. In 1620, the pilgrims set sail for America in their ship, the Mayflower. They didn't know much about the New World. It was a leap of faith. They ran aground at Plymouth Rock, and oh yes, Plymouth did rock. Unfortunately, it was a cold, hard winter, and the pilgrims struggled to survive. Then, help came from an unexpected place. A Native American fellow named Squanto came along and helped the pilgrims. He brought them supplies, taught them to plant corn, build wigwams, fish, and everything they didn't know about surviving the New World. As a result, the pilgrims had a bountiful harvest and decided to celebrate. They hunted wild turkey and proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to God that was to be shared by pilgrims and Native Americans alike. Since then, Thanksgiving has become a lot of different things. But the first Thanksgiving is a great reminder of what is still true today. That life is filled with the unknown and has seasons of difficulty. Growth and hard work will be required. But God is always there for us, there with a plan for provision. Often in ways and from people and places most unexpected. Thanks, God. you wrong.
Okay, guys, what's going on? Welcome to the league coverage. This is DIG's Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. Shout out to my dog if you guys can hear her barking on the outside of this room. She is literally outside and you can still hear her. Let me see. Okay, maybe y'all can't. I don't know. But shout out to Thelma anyway. So what we're going to talk about, guys, this week, as you guys know, is the Week 11 recap. We're going to talk about the league recap. We're going to talk about the fact that we won another game. We're going to talk about who else won. We're going to talk about the standings. We're obviously going to talk about the playoff bracket. And it's going to be fun. So let's really, really, really dive into this thing. You know what I'm saying? So the first matchup that we got is 2Infinity and Bijan going up against Design Gifted. Design Gifted taking the win 136-116. 2Infinity and Bijan had Brock Purdy 26.7. Saquon Barkley 30 points. Cooper Kupp had 2.1. Deebo Samuel had 9.2. TJ Hockenson 9.5. Aaron Jones had 2.7. Alex Singleton had 16. Washington's defense had 11. And Jake Moody had 9 points. Design Gifted had Justin Fields coming back with a big game, 21 points. Well, not a big game, but a game, you know. A game for his return. He hasn't played in, what, 5-6 weeks, so we'll take it. Derrick Henry only gave us 5.4. CD Lamb gave us 16.5. Tyreek Hill gave us 30. Jake Ferguson gave us 6.2. We ended up playing Jake Ferguson in the tight end over Dalton Kincaid, who gave us 10.6. The reason we did that was because we were going to run the two tight end system. Jake Ferguson was playing at 12. Dalton Kincaid was playing at 3. Jake Ferguson, you know, we wouldn't have been able to start it. I mean, pull him out of the OP to replace him with somebody else who might have scored more. So when Jake Ferguson was only giving us 6 points, we went and pulled Dalton Kincaid out of the OP and we put Breece Hall in there instead because, you know, Dalton Kincaid gave us 10, Breece Hall gave us 18. CJ Mosley, guys, gave us 4 points with 4 tackles. That's not good. I think that's the second game in a row that he has given us. Oh, no. Last week he gave us 14, but 4 points is not good. Dallas's defense with 23 and Justin Tucker with 11. Matchup number two, guys, we had Sleeper Nation taking down Team Bro Dog 109-85. Sleeper Nation had Pat Mahomes with 16.8, Javonta Williams with 7, Jalen Waddle with 10, Mike Evans with 15, Travis Kelce with 15. Joshua Dobbs with 17, Fred Warner with 17, New York Jets defense with 1, and Evan McPherson with 9. Team Bro Dog had CJ Stroud with 15.3, Kenneth Walker with 2.6, Jamar Chase with 9.2, Amari Cooper with 7, Trey McBride with 9, Sam Howell with 17, Bobby Wagner with 10, Baltimore's defense with 7, and Dustin Hopkins with 7. Matchup number 3, we had Team No Fine Please taking down Watts on Wax Off 160.7-95.08. Watts on Wax Off, 95 points, had Jordan Love 20.8, Austin Eckler with 7, Garrett Wilson with 1.9, Jacoby Myers with 8.9, Evan Ingram with 6.9, Jahmyr Gibbs with 21.5, Roquan Smith with 10 points, Cleveland's defense with 8 points, and Brandon McManus with 10 points. Team No Fine Please, guys, had 160 with Josh Allen, 22 points, Joe Mixon, 21, Davante Adams with 21, Keenan Allen with 27.6, Mark Andrews with 4, Trevor Lawrence with 32, Brandon Okereke with the New York Giants, 18 points, 14 tackles, 2 forced fumbles. San Francisco's defense, 11 points, and Jake Elliott with 3. The final matchup, we had the battle of the household. We had Strange Animals taking on Team Quater Tots. Strange Animals taking the victory, 169.36 points to 102. We had Team Quater Tots with Jalen Hurts with 19. Josh Jacobs with 6.1. Stephon Diggs with 6.7. AJ Brown with 2. George Kittle with 22.9. Tua Tagovailoa with 17.6. TJ Edwards with 12. Philly's defense with 6.0. And Brandon Aubrey with 9. Team Strange Animals had Lamar Jackson with 23.9. Christian McCaffrey with 21.3. Amon Ross St. Brown with 21.7. Tank Dell with 29. Logan Thomas with 9.8. Justin Herbert with 25.7. Frank Aluakon with 9 points. Buffalo's defense with 21. And Cameron Dicker with 8 points. That was the Week 11 recap. Guys, we are going to talk about next the Week 12 matchups. We got Design Gifted taking on Sleeper Nation. Ooh, that should be a good one. That should be a good, good matchup right there. I look forward to that one. Sleeper Nation's been doing his thing low-key, winning games, getting through there. And I don't know if we played this year. So I look forward to that one. Guys, I think I'm getting sick. Honestly, because I feel my nose getting stuffy. I feel like a little sinus headache coming on. And you can kind of hear it in my voice a little bit too. But, and then obviously I'm sniffling. You see what I'm saying? So, okay. So we're going to get through this. We're going to Michael Jordan this thing. And we're going to get through this flu game, this pre-flu game. DIG, pre-flu podcast episode. You know what I'm saying? As if 2023 couldn't get any more legendary at this point. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to 200,000 streams on Spotify in 1 year. For the kid, for DIG, the brand. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Realest Underground Entertainment and my producer, Chach with the Heat. So, matchups. Team Bro Dog versus Watts on Wax Off. That's matchup number 2. Matchup number 3, we have Team No Fine Please and we have Team Quater Tots. And the final matchup, we have Strange Animals and 2 Infinity and Bijan. So, I think the matchup to watch for next week is going to be probably Team No Fine Please and Team Quater Tots or Design Gifted and Sleeper Nation, your choice of game of the week, whatever you feel is your cup of tea. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about Candyland, the East Division, and we're going to talk about the West Division. We're going to talk about Boomtown. In the East in Candyland, we have Team Quater Tots tied for first place with Sleeper Nation, both 6-5. And we have Watts on Wax Off, 4-7, and 2 Infinity and Bijan, 4-7. In the West, in Boomtown, we have Design Gifted tied with Strange Animals, 7-4 for first place. And best records in the league. And then we have Team No Fine Please and Team Bro Dog, 5-6 each. Tied for third place in Boomtown. So that is what the standings look like right now. Nobody has clinched anything. Nobody's clinched playoffs. Nobody's clinched division. Nobody's clinched buys. Nobody clinched one. And nobody's eliminated yet. So, ooh, man, I'm starting to get bogged down. I'm not going to lie. We are going to power through. We're going to power through. When we're done here, we're going to take some, you know, a leave. Or whatever it is, we're going to take something for a pre-headache. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be, what is it? Reactionary or proactive, not reactionary. So you guys know the vibes. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody's trying to get sick. But the next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the final standings projections. And then we'll go into the playoff bracket. And then we'll call this thing a done deal. You know what I'm saying? So, we got Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. We got Trending Up Design Gifted 7, trending up 7 spots. We got Team Quater Tots and Sleeper Nation both trending up 1 spot. And trending down, we got Team Bro Dog trending down 3 spots. You see, this is what I love about the final standing projection. They always manage to underestimate me, and it's absolutely embarrassing for AI all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Because every year they do this. They draft day, I am always projected to finish last or in the bottom tier. And I always end up finishing in the top. So I don't understand why they just don't understand, you know, at this point. So anyways, like I was saying, Team Strange Animals projected to finish number one on draft day. Now currently sits at two. Team No Fine Please, draft day, expected to finish number two. Currently sits at five. On draft day, Team Bro Dog was expected to finish number three. He currently sits at number six. On draft day, Team Quater Tots was expected to finish number four. She currently sits at number three. On draft day, Sleeper Nation was expected to finish number five. He currently sits at four. On draft day, Two Infinity and Bijan was expected to finish number six. He currently sits at number eight. Watts on Wax Off on draft day and currently expected to finish number seven. And Design Gifted on draft day, expected to finish number eight, currently sits at one. So let's see how the rest of the year plays out. Let's see how the rest of this goes. And let's get a little look into what the playoffs are going to look like this year, right? Because that's probably what we should be looking at. We got Design Gifted with the number one seed and the bye week in week one, sitting 7-4. The number two seed again. For back-to-back years, guys, we got Team Quater Tots and DIG, Design Gifted, taking the top two seeds. Well, not taking them, but currently sitting in and projected to finish there. Actually, Strange Animals is, you know, beating around the bush over there. He's trying to get to number two as well. Nobody's getting to one because, obviously, you know. So, Team Quater Tots, 6-5, currently sits at number two with the second bye. Actually, guys, I don't know if we're going to do six teams getting into the playoffs this year. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't officially made that decision for the league yet. Because if we go six, we're only having two people in the playoff bracket. I mean, in the losers bracket. And I kind of think we should go five, which we always do one more than 500. So, yeah, we're going to do five. I'm not sure how that works as far as, I'm just going to read it to you guys how it is, and next week we'll make a change, okay? So, the number three seed, we have Strange Animals, 7-4, and we have him taking on the number six seed, Team Bro Dog, 5-6, and then we have Sleeper Nation, the number four seed, 6-5, taking on Team No Fine Please, the number five seed, 5-6. So if we make the change that we are expecting, we might have three bye weeks in week one, and we'll have literally one wild card weekend matchup, and that would end up being Design Gifted with the number one seed, Quater Tots with the number two, Strange Animals with the number three, all moving forward. And then you would have Team No Fine Please and Sleeper Nation playing the sole matchup in the wild card. That's interesting. I guess I'll ask around about it. I'll ask the court of commissioners. I'll ask the owners. And we'll figure out what we're going to do. But currently, that's what it looks like. That's what it's sitting as. And guys, that brings a wrap to the end of the episode. You know, as I said, go check out DIG on Spotify. I already tagged all of the team members. True Rylo, True JB, Chach with the Heat, Tone G, DIG. Even follow Villain Vision Music. True Merc is also on Spotify. Hasn't dropped much music on Spotify yet, but wait for it. It's coming. You know, so guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I hope you guys continue to follow all of our pages on Facebook as well. We got the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. We got Design Individually Gifted. We got Future American Leaders of Texas. We got Mia Made It. We got Day One Vibes. We got Gifted by Design. We got Gifted and Gorgeous. Go and give each of these pages, guys, a follow. And also, we got God is Fixing Things Every Day, which is the Gifted group. You know, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? We're looking to make an impact. This is a movement. It's being built. It's being established. And nothing can stop what's coming. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. We will talk to you guys next week.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment.